نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد معدن الجود والكرم اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلي البهر اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وآله وصحبه وبارك وسلم أما بعد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين صدق الله العظيم.
When a human being, when a person adopts the stance and he prepares to suffer the journey, he has the money, he has clothes, he has all the items and personal belongings that he packs for the journey. Everything that is necessary and important for the journey. Some people, they even prepare 1 week beforehand, before traveling, they make a list. A person like me, weak in memory, makes a list, he ticks as the time passes, so he doesn't forget, don't want to forget this item, don't want to forget that. Even then people forget things. So in all of this preparation, and you have this, and you have a complete list, and you get all the items together, and then you arrive to the airport, and you've got the ticket for the flight, and all your luggage is there, full, for the journey, complete. And then for the safar, you have to enter through the path for the journey, but one thing you don't have. So then everything else is a waste. And what is that? That's the passport. The passport, you'll put your hand in this pocket, in that pocket, you'll show his ticket. But you say, no, I need the passport. He says, oh, I've got this much money, this much, I've got a few thousand pounds, my passport's valid, look, my ticket, I can guarantee you, to you that I'll come back. They say, no, we need the passport. How much importance of the passport? The journey stops there. Journey stops and you cannot travel. So your journey has gone to waste. So my brothers, the journey to the hereafter, we have to go, isn't it? Allah says, "Inna Allah sari'ul hisab," and very soon we will go there. And obviously, alhamdulillah, it's apparent that there's a preparation, getting ready for the journey, just like we get our luggage together and we go on the journey, same way we do ibadat and salah, tasbih. These are all luggage items for that safar. Remember this. So we don't know this. No, we're aware that we're packing our clothes extra, but all of this is also the luggage for the journey. Yes, Allah Ta'ala has given it to us automatically. The items, Allah says, even if you think or you don't or you prepare or not, but you'll realize, oh, that this was luggage that I needed, and Allah Ta'ala automatically allowed me to prepare, made it fard, and Allah said that, do this and gather the luggage. Allah, you're so Rahim and Kareem. At that time you'll realize that Allah Ta'ala prepared our luggage for that journey. Isn't it? Automatically Allah Ta'ala, He allows us to get ready. Okay, fine. So we're traveling to the hereafter, to the Akhirah. And you have to get to this door. Maybe it's this door, isn't it? From here to here. That's the journey for the hereafter. Just from this door to that door. So then, everything you've got the luggage, all the actions you did, etc. But first station for the hereafter, the journey to the hereafter, what's the airport where you have to go first? Where all the questions will be asked. That's the qabr. the grave. In the grave you'll be asked for the past, will remember. Because that's where you'll get the place in Barzakh, the small portion of paradise, Jannah in Barzakh, that's the first stage of Jannah. The deceased goes there, isn't it? Yes, he doesn't stay dead, he's alive again, mashallah. Yeah, he's sleeping. He's sleeping just like a person goes to sleep, and he goes into a deep sleep. You're giving him a ghusl and putting the cloth over him, and he's asleep just like you give somebody an injection, anesthetic, operation. As soon as you go into the grave, eyes open. He goes, yes, passport, subhanallah. Yes, because you're going on a journey, isn't it? Yes, I'm on the journey. Then, yes, I've got this and that passport they'll ask for in the grave. And there'll be no this green color or red or yellow, other color. There's a different passport. Say subhanallah. Yes, the after Isha is not time to sleep. It's the time to wake up. The friends of Allah, they are awake after Isha. So sit down, alert, awake. That's why there's enjoyment in the zikr after Isha. So sit alert, awake. That's why I like the winter months after Isha. There's a long time, good time to sit down, to discuss. That's how I think. The time changes, subhanAllah. Our time is changing, our time is changing. Yes, otherwise you have to keep looking, it's time, azan's going to be called, can't talk as much as you want to. Now sit down openly, open majlis, mashallah. Sit down with these how long? Until our Rabb tells us to sit down. That's how long we'll sit down. So it's not to sleep, you have to listen, okay? So what we're discussing is that if we do action on this, which is coming to my mind today, subhanAllah, then forget the passport. In the airport, soon as you arrive, you will be welcomed like a VIP in that journey to the hereafter. I said, forget the passport, he's a VIP, don't even need the passport. Who has prepared him? Don't know what passport he's brought here. That's why listen attentively to what I'm saying. Attentively. So you need a passport in the hereafter. So they'll ask you in the grave, passport. And do you know how he'll ask you, the person in the grave? You don't know what passport you need in the hereafter. We don't even know. Look here. For that journey, we don't know. We're ready. The journey is ready. Where, yes, that for example, one white hair comes in the beard. Do you know? That's it. Forget us, one white beard. Doesn't matter how many white hairs you hide, and you can use colors. Nowadays, there are many colors, but by hiding, the life won't disappear. Still, that journey is there. And when it's totally white, the hair, then mashallah, it's noor and light. Allah says that this white beard, due to the white beard, I have haya. Allah says, and I forgive this person. Look what Allah Ta'ala prepares for a person. How Allah prepares. We hide the white hairs, the white beard. And the friends of Allah, they ask for the white beard. How do they ask? Tahajjud, they wake up, they cry, they do sujood, prostration. What are they asking? Allah do us this, Allah give me this in the dunya. What are the people that Allah asking for? The friends of Allah. Ya Allah, that please make my hairs white. Ya Allah, quickly make my beard, the hairs white. Ya Allah, make me elderly in age. Allah, I have no amal, I have no deeds. I'm waste of time, I'm useless, bone idle, I'm nothing. But automatically this will come, isn't it? White hair. And your Allah, you said that you will have haya on that person who has the white hairs on the beard. Look at those people, the friends of Allah, what they ask Allah for. That we get two hairs that are white on our beard. We look for a color, black or brown or dark color. Then we ask for fatwa. Is it jais to have the dark hair? Can I put this color on the beard or not, etc.? And from there, there's a demand from behind. The why, look at you, you don't look nice. At least make your face better. People call you Buddha, old man. Do you understand Punjabi? But the angels, mashallah, understand, so you should understand as well. Yes, from behind, the call out comes from the family member. What's this face? You look like an old man. I'm so ashamed when my friends come and they see you like this. Put some color on your face, on your beard. And I'm ashamed when you look like this. And that push comes from behind. But mashallah, that person that deceives the other person, that the angels say that, mashallah, he looks young anyway. So there in the hereafter, when they'll ask the passport, what will be the passport in the hereafter? Yes, do you not want to have that passport to show and present? That passport has a name. And they'll ask you, مَنْ رَبُّكُمْ مَنْ دِينُكُمْ. What is your deen? This is what happens to the passport, a passport, document. So their first question will be asked, subhanAllah, say subhanAllah. Look how my mind, which way it goes, which direction. So we'll be asked, is this your passport? And if you have this passport, say subhanAllah. Everybody has this passport? Does everybody have this passport? Say loudly. Inshallah. Yes. So that's what I want to discuss today with you. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Because this is the deception, biggest one today in our minds. Yes, this is the deception. At that time we'll realize, what passport was it that I should have had? Deen, deen, I'm asking, what is your deen? Yes, yes, I've done this. And passport, they'll ask, passport. مَنْ دِينُكُمْ. Do you understand up to now what I've said? Do we need a passport? What's the name of the passport? Deen is the name of the passport. Deen. Whoever has the passport called Deen, he'll be saluted in the hereafter. And the doors of Jannah will open for him. And there'll be like the spring, tired, and he'll be enjoying himself, that person. Just like when you sit down, and in the lounge, the first class lounge, and straight away, the drinks come to you, then the coffee comes to you, then there's some delicacies given to you. First class, if you travel first class, this is the whole drama that takes place. So there, imagine the first class in the hereafter, say subhanallah. Look at the difference. Little bit, if we just twist our brains and have some akal and wisdom, that don't waste time, prepare the passport for the hereafter. How much enjoyment? Forever more enjoyment in the hereafter. خالدين فيها, ever and ever more is enjoyment. أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. Forever they will stay. Yes, there will be jaza and there will be the opposite as well. Allah says, why? What's the reason? All of this that you are receiving for the amal that in the world you prepared. Yes, you obeyed me, Allah says. Jazahum. Forever. Not one good deed, you'll see the thawab. Jannah, the doors of paradise will be open. You'll be shocked, that person. The how sad we're wasting our time here today. We keep on wandering around. Today's Monday, tomorrow's Tuesday. I've got to do this today and that tomorrow. This is nothing at all. Every moment have one fikr, one concern. The passport. Prepare the passport. First class lounge. Thereafter. What is our passport? Tell me the name. What is it? Deen. Deen is the passport. Not new thing I'm telling you. This is the deen. Is the passport. So what do we call deen today in our lives? It may not be that we don't have the passport, and they ask us, they'll say, no, this is not passport, this is rubbish, and they put it back in our face. We think that deen is pray salah, do this, do that, ibadat, worship. We think this is deen. Okay, fine, alhamdulillah. But this is not deen. Not just this is deen. Listen to this clearly. This won't make your passport. This won't print your passport. Just empty ibadah, you go to the hereafter, they'll be expelled. Remember this. This is not the passport. Passport is deen. And what is deen? Deen is mu'amalat, masharat, akhlaqiyat. All of these things combined, ibadat, all of these combined together equals deen. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. This is the sirat, mustaqim, that we ask from Allah. This is the biggest deception that we have today. And Quran has announced this. Allah says, Ya ayyul ladina amanu fis silmi kaffa. O people of Iman, be alert, stand up, totally, completely enter into Islam. When you enter is completely into Islam, that is the deen. Otherwise, what will it be? What will it be? Khutawati shaitan. Discipline of shaitan. If you just adopt one practice, follow one path from the juz of the whole path, then that is shaitan's deen that you are following. That is shaitan's path that you are following. That is shaitan's footsteps that you are following. Look at the big difference there. Big difference, tell me. Big difference. Only ibadat, only worship. If you just take one strand and say this is the deen, that's the biggest deception that we have today. And this is why we run after these things. This is just a juz, a part. Rather, in comparison to this, the other things, mu'amalat and mu'asharat, society, and your characteristics and your character, they are very important and high importance, and on every footstep, the door of Jannah will open with these. And if you pay attention to these, many hadith and waqiyat and events, that a fahisha woman, she was immodest, impure lady, and not just one person, to a dog she had pity on the dog, and she gave water to the thirsty dog, and Allah Ta'ala sent her to paradise. And she was asked, where's your salah, where's your tahajjud? No, she wasn't asked. All of the darajat she was given, that Allah was so pleased with her. The akhlaq, conduct, manners, etiquettes is so great. Mu'amalat, mu'asharat, living in society, interaction, social interaction, tijara, business, giving, taking. This is a compact deen that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, and we have broken into pieces today, fragments. And this is shaitan's path only. And that's shaitan's path that we're following. Shaitan has tricked us. Yes? Shaitan has tricked us. That all he wants us, that he wants us to stop us from all ibadat. And he says, no, just do this one thing. He's pious, he's religious, he prays salah, he does this ibadah, and he's great deendar person. But if you look at that deendar person, Allahu Akbar. When his tongue is not in control, his eyes are not in control, no discussion, no akhlaq, no dialogue, not giving from people, not taking, etc. Thousands of things that you say, akhlaqi karas, not monetary debts. He's got akhlaqi debts. He's sworn at somebody, said bad to somebody, spoken negative to somebody, he doesn't know about mercy or breaking, mending, that he doesn't know the haq of the wife or the sister or the uncle, the rights of the family, how to speak to the mother, how to present himself in front of his father, and how he should speak on a low tone in front of the parents. Allah has explained everything. How dare you? Allah says, do not elevate your volume of your voice in front of your parents, your mother and father. They reared you, brought you up. Kama rabbayani saghira. Yes, Allah has explained the attributes in the Quran. Not just this. Bayezid Bastami, they said, Hazrat Bayezid Bastami, that leave all my actions, forget my mujahidah. Hazrat Bayezid Bastami, Sayyid al-Taifa, his title. And he is a buzurg, Naqshbandi silsila, pious elder. Hazrat Bayezid rahmatullahi alayhi, top high level from the awliya Allah, high in the list of awliya. There's no maqam that he did not attain. Hazrat Bayezid Bastami, what's the reason? How did he get the darajat and the piety? He said, my mother used to serve her. When she used to ask me, I used to serve her. One day I was late and my mother went to sleep, and it was severely cold night of winter, and I brought the water or something I had to bring, and I stood there and I was shivering in the cold. I did not move from there. I don't know when my mother's eyes will open, and my mother will have a need, and I need, and if I don't give to her in the morning when the adhan was called, and then subhanallah ta'ala's azan, the Bayezid, I've selected you to the highest daraja. Subhanallah. There are many examples like this of the rights. Tell me. So when these things we don't have, then where will the passport of the deen be? And what are we preparing for? Then tell me. We have maashara, we need akhlaq, society, right level of life. We need surah rahmi, mercy with mankind. We need everything. We just emphasize on one thing. Yes, I've got mihrab on my forehead and I'm pious now. Passport is full of umrah stamps, and I'm pious. Hajj stamps in the passport, full of stamps. And we pay, and what's this? I ask, how much riya showing off? We show people our worship, how much fahash is in our, how much haram is in our actions, tell me. Rizq is haram. Yes. The Holy Prophet was asked, one companion asked, that what is the greatest action? Where does it come from? What do we do? That the Prophet took his tongue in his hands, grabbed it. He said that if a haram morsel goes into your mouth, then your ibadah is finished. There's nothing to your name. All of these things, the name of all these actions is what? Deen combined together. If we have this passport, then you'll have success in the grave, otherwise you'll fail. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is the deen. Now, how we need to prepare for this. Yes, great level of akhlaq. Rights, fulfill the rights. We are angry, distressed with people, fighting with people, haram actions, distress. Everything we say is jais. And jais beyond the boundaries, beyond the boundaries. I've done umrah, it's okay, I'm pious. Oh, let me have a look at this program now. Let's look at this now. Let's do this, let's do that. I've done umrah, I'm pious. Yes, I've just come back from Arafat. Most definitely these actions are good. They are nur. They are light. But what do we do with the nur? With the light of ibadat, atiur rasul. And what do? With the amal, we don't waste your deeds after doing physical excesses and worship. Don't waste the deeds. You're throwing them into the ditch because you don't realize that we have taken the deen very lightly. If you get a house, and look how we clean it and cleanse it. Every moment clean this window and clean this part of the house and decoration and keep the garden clean and tidy. Keep on thinking, even whilst you're sleeping, you're dreaming about your house. Oh, I bought a new house and I've spent so much money on the house. And I've gone from this place and I've gone so far now, high grade. I'm rich now, wealthy. I'm the high class. I'm elite now. Etc. Enjoyment will be in the hereafter. We'll get the best house, best mansion, highest maqam of Jannah if you prepare. That's what I'm talking about. Yes, that's the highest elite class, and you have that in your hands today. Not that, for example, you're poor or rich in hereafter. No classification. That there, whoever has the passport in the hand, Allah will say, what's the name of that passport? This is the passport, whoever has that in his hand in the hereafter. Even a person who lives in a mud shack, even if he sells eggs in the world, even if he sweeps the road sweeper, but if he has the passport, strong passport, the biggest kings will be behind him, he'll be far ahead in the hereafter. Far ahead. Look at this. Jannah, who will enter into Jannah first? Hazrat Bilal Habshi radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Bilal Habshi. Why? Why? The Prophet ﷺ sat there and he'll be taking the reins, and the person holding the reins, he goes first when the door opens. So here, there's no classification thereafter. Here, people look at poor, rich, wealthy, run down, but there, the person will be successful, has the complete passport. His akhlaq was good, his life in society was good, his giving, taking was right, his tongue was used correctly, and he didn't give pain or distress to anyone, he didn't upset anybody. And with his neighbors, he has good manners, good treatment. Look at the darajat of the neighbors, the rights of the neighbors. How many Allah's rights Allah has given to the neighbors? Have we asked our neighbor ever? How are you? What's happening with you? Oh no, he's a Yahud. We say, no, Allah says neighbor. Say subhanAllah. No religion. All the same. Here we're stuck. That we have many rights in this world we have to distribute, and we just make a face and a frown and walk past. Who told you can do this? That make a frown and walk past the neighbor. No. If someone's there in front of you, fakir, beggar, he's in poverty, he's asking from you. You have some change, and you look at that person, oh no, he's this and that, oh, he's alcoholic, I'll take alcohol, hey, I've got some change, give him the money. Not this, we don't even look at this, don't be greedy. That first make him a Muslim, then I'll give him money, if I give him money, he'll use it wrongly, etc. I'll give him dawah, no precondition, no connection with that. For the sake of Allah, you've given him, because he's makhluk, creation of Allah. Allah will give him hidayah, and Allah is up to Allah if he gives it or not. That's our biggest test. We go around, I've got this, and the Masjid Zakariya, Masjid Aisha, hey, I'll give charity, I don't know, beyond that, the hey, what is our mamalat with the people? And we look at enmity with people, and we look at people with enmity, like enemies. That, for example, whether they like us or not, we have no care, but we are different, we are unique. Yes, they look at us from a different glasses, they put on a different angle, a different eyes. What's our glasses? Is the glasses we have on with the passport and preparing for the rafter. Hukum has come that he's your neighbor, whoever he is, whatever he is, religion, that help him if he needs the assistance. Ask him. Don't think, oh, I'll make him a Muslim or he's not a believer. Totally no. No greed, no condition, just the order of your Rabb. End of story. Say subhanAllah. Obviously, they may be against you, they may be opposition to you, etc. But most of all, for example, there's enmity in the neighbors. For example, why did you park here? Why did your building come here? Why have you overtaken this piece of land? Why have you done this, etc.? Neighbors, they have that. Yes? So, that, for example, those people who are neighbors and they're not in our deen, we have enmity. But the person who has the same dialect and language, oh, I'm from your village. Oh, yes, come with me, eat with me. He's from Gujarat, I'm from Gujarat. And he's from Kharia and I'm also from Kharia. Gujarat is both places, in Pakistan and also in Hindustan. Both places is Gujarat. Am I right or am I wrong? Tell me. This is the mashura that I've seen. This is the society. First, where have you come from? I'm from Karachi. Oh, mashallah, subhanAllah. Oh, let's drink tea together, please. And he says, where have you come from? He says, I'm from Multan. Oh, okay, Multan. Oh, okay. I can't speak your dialect. So our deen is based on the dialect, the language. We need to take Allah's deen. This is the deen that we need. We need the passport. Yes, don't look at the language. He's from, I'm Gujarati, you're not Gujarati, and I'm Baruch, and you're Barochi. Okay, come with me and we'll have the rishta and the proposal with you. No, this is not the classification. For rishta, we don't look at language for the marriage proposals. What do we look at? Has he got a passport and how strong is his passport? No, nobody looks at that today. Where are you from? Where's your background? We're looking for proposals for marriage. What's your dialect? What's your language? What are you? Start straightforward. Do you have a passport? Where's your deen? Look for the passport of that person who's proposing. Sit with him, have company, look behind, in front. Is this passport good? Stamp. That's it. Good. Accept it. If this is the mashar we have today, society, tell me, Pakistan, would it not become Pak today? Say subhanAllah. And that, would you have quarrels and disputes, people running after other people for money, and courts and justices, and our courts are wretched? I'm not into politics, I'm just talking about the politics of the world today. The world. That country, everybody remember, that this is a cool Sahaba-i-Kiram's hadith, also we can refer to, the first thing for a country to make it populous, that is justice. We need justice to bring peace. When there was the battle in the Second World War, what World War was it? That time when there was attack on the Indian subcontinent, when the Germans, when there were planes all over the world, they were wanted to destroy, and England was going to be destroyed, and people went to Churchill, "We're going to lose." He said, "What? That they're attacking us? Germany's come, the army's coming, and we don't have that resources. They've got planes, and they're attacking us." He asked one question, Churchill. He said that our courts, are they doing the right work? They said the courts are doing the right work. He said, "Then we will not be defeated." Where did he learn these words? Where there's justice, Allah Ta'ala, Allah says that I will not remove the peace from that place. This is our deen, this is our deen. This is the past where we don't even have justice in the house. Even the house we don't have justice. My wife can come, your sister can't come. My relative can't come, your uncle can't come. He's your uncle, I'm going to break his legs. Tell me, these enemies, he's my enemy. Why is your babi come? Why is your mother come? Why is he come? Is this the work of Jannah that we're doing? Is this Jannah that we are earning? There's such quarrels, disputes we do, and then we'll go into the Qabr and we'll have success. Then they'll say, "Where do you come from?" That such a person won't ask questions from that person. They'll say he's got no preparation, just open the door, may Allah forgive, and throw him from there. That these majalis Allah Ta'ala gives us for this reason, so we should refresh ourselves, revise the deen. Let's revise the deen. I'm refreshing my deen. All the things I'm lacking, I'm completing. I've told you many times that I don't read a book. I don't read a hadith kitab. I do dua to Allah. At a time, Allah puts something into my mind. So I get Islah, my friends get Islah as well. Subhanallah. Until after Maghrib, I keep thinking, Allah Ta'ala instills something in my mind. Allah instills. And I put them together and I present them to you. Yes, whether you accept or not, it's your choice. If it's coming into your heart, then keep accepting what I'm saying. Accept what I'm saying. Is it right what I'm saying? So when all the words absorb into your heart, then I do one action. What is that? Then I look at the dalil from the Quran and hadith. And when that dalil comes to me, I say, Subhanallah, haq, 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 Allah. That everything you've said is haq. The word you put into my heart, your words, that is totally haq. The dalil is there, the proof's there, then I present in front of you for my islah. MashaAllah, you are millions of times better than me. For this reason that tomorrow I need dalil, that I've come here for my islah and I want to make people witness for me that my islah can be complete, my rectification, and that my impossible can become strong. Yes, I've made you a witness so you can succeed and then I'll succeed as well more. Yes, not that I am a speaker and giving tabligh to you and I should correct you and I will improve you. No, this is not my basis in my thinking. You don't get this here. That all what the mashallah we've been given, that teach dhikr and enable people to do dhikr, that's what I do. That's what I do. This duty I was given to this extent, I'm here and I am alert on this fact. The hukum I was given, that there's no comparison. But I don't go beyond that. Say subhanallah. So Allah Ta'ala will assist with whose barakah? Due to the dhikr's barakah, we get this. Allah Ta'ala, may you improve us and make us human beings. So do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand the deception today? Do you understand the deception? That ibadat is not just deen itself. What is this? This is just the Quran is telling us. What is this? Khutawat-i-shaytan. Shaytan has deceived you. You just take one action and run with that. This is the game of shaytan and you're running after shaytan. This is not the deen. The deen is fi silmi kafa, completely coming to the deen. Ma'asharat, akhlaqiyat, all the things should be there combined. Do you understand now the point? Now another great question comes. Oh gosh, what do we do now? We failed. How can we bring all these things? We need akhlaq in our life. I need ma'asharat, good living in society. My talking should be good. People should be happy with me. And if someone's sick, I should go and ask about him. And if somebody asks for money, I should give money. I don't want to give pain to anybody. It's a big job. Big duty, big task. We know that we are alert, that we have to do this now to go into paradise. And whoever does this, whoever wants to do this, put your hands up. Put your hands up if you want to do this. Do you want to go into paradise? Put your hands up. MashaAllah. So now whoever didn't put his hand up won't go into Jannah. I tell you the right thing. This majlis is such a majlis that is no mutakabbir will not succeed. That Allah will ask, why didn't you not put your hand up at that time? What have you come here for? Allah will say, that we are all beggars in Allah's court. Allah, forget about one hand, I put two hands up at that time. Two hands up. That Allah Ta'ala, please deliver us and take us into paradise. Inshallah, you will see that this path will become so easy for us. So easy, it'll become so simple and easy, so casual, that akhlaq will come into our life, mu'amalat, our actions will be corrected, and mu'asharat will come into our life, and mercy for mankind will come into our lives, and we'll become good human beings. And the passport will become strong. Strong passport. Those people who put their hands up for those people, inshallah. This is a majlis, such a majlis we're in. That's the effect that Allah Ta'ala says that, well, look at this majlis, such a gathering, that nobody leaves this gathering with empty handed. Except that person who's munafiq, hypocrite. The hypocrite, even from the court of the Prophet, he didn't take fez. Even they were zaleel and wretched. But the munafiq, who's a munafiq? No, but the person who's khalis was the right niya, he will never leave this gathering empty handed. Never. Munafiq will never succeed. Munafiq will never succeed. You understand? So the preparation, Hazrat Abu Razim, radiallahu anhu, I present hadith to you. Look how the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the deen easy for us. All of these things combined together give us the correct deen. And all of this could come into our life. One amal the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained to us. And who did he tell this to? To his one sahabi. And that sahabi, mashallah, he did a miraculous thing. He attached that to his heart that it came through to us today. Look how Allah Ta'ala created those great human beings, the Sahabi Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the noble companions, that how and with which method the sayings of the Prophet, they selected them, and what great human beings Allah Ta'ala created, that they protected them, preserved them, that until today those words have been shared with us. Tell me. As Abu Razin radiallahu anhu said, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to me, one sahabi, the Holy Prophet was speaking to, and the whole ummah has benefited from this. This hadith. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had love for his ummah, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Abu Razin, shall I tell you the strength of the deen? Say subhanallah. So question has come. Shall I tell you the strength of the deen? That this deen that I've explained to you, present that in front of yourself. And the Prophet is explaining that deen, in which is everything. Mu'amalat and mu'asharat and akhlaqiyat and mercy towards people and etc. That deen the Prophet is referring to him. What did he say after that? Shall I tell you what will make your deen solid and compact? Now here, listen. Okay, let's say that deen comes into our life and we understand what we've discussed today. My akhlaq is improving and all of my other parts of my deen and sectors of my deen are strengthening and I'm better. But then the next thing what I need, that when I improve my deen, then I need to preserve that and keep it strong. Maintain it and preserve it until I don't get to the grave. I have the same deen. Because there are many traps on the way, many holes on the way, many ditches on the way, many traps on the way. And we're in the bad generation, bad era, and a negative environment. So we need to get through all of these challenges that the deen I've got and I'm holding on to, and I arrive and I'm doing amal on the deen so that I can get to the hereafter intact. So I need taqwiyat and solidity. So the Prophet said that, do you want deen? And do you want such a thing that will maintain and strengthen your deen? Subhanallah. So what is that? That deen comes into your life and it also becomes strong. Yani, get guarantee for your deen. That shall I tell you such a thing, O Masabi, that your deen, you will attain the right deen and your deen will be strong and remain intact and preserved, maintained. So the second mercy here. One is you will earn the deen. Second, on top of that, in both worlds you will get the greatest benefit. Not just your akhirah, rather in the dunya as well. Alhamdulillah, your dunya will become easy for you. It will become simple for you. Relaxed for you. Your distresses will go far from you. And you will be content and satisfied. If you're poor, you'll be satisfied. If you have money, you'll be satisfied. If you have a house, you'll be happy. An insan with wealth, with mal, with shops, doesn't become rich with these things. How does he become wealthy? When his heart is mutma'in, content. When your qalb is mutma'in, thou, I had nice food today, I'm satisfied. And I had food today, onions with the bread. He is millions of times better than he who had 4 or 5 naans and other food. Oh, the mangoes were bitter, he's complaining. That is any better than a man who had the onion, had a burp, and he drank water, said, oh, I enjoyed myself today. So mutma'in, the content, satisfied person, most of all, is the person who's good, wealthy. Not quantity, it's the quality of life. Remember this. So such a person, yes, that person in the hereafter, the Prophet said that he will have the goodness in this one and the other. So shall I tell you such an action? You'll have deen and strength of your deen and goodness in this world and the next. Whatever hal you're in the world, you'll be happy. So happy. Not whose house is this, whose car is that, he's got a big car, long car, this car. Whatever car he's got, he'll say, I've got the best car. The best car. Yes, my car's the best. Yeah, I have the best car. Remember that I had a car for £40 I bought. I think it was £20 I bought my car for decades ago. And I was so content with that car. So content and happy that wallahi, that car, I think it was a Volvo, and I'd never looked at a Mercedes. There are many opportunities I said, no, this is my car, the Volvo. And it used to drive so nicely on the motorway that it used to pass the bigger cars, the more luxurious cars. Morrison. When it stopped and I was so happy, then there was a jolt and a shudder, then it'd drive. And I used to take risks as well. My children said, what are you going to do? Oh, we're going to have an accident. Oh, I said, don't worry, we'll get to the masjid as well with this car. And after sitting, we say, I've got to get to this place, and Allah used to take us to that place. Morrison car. So it never left me very difficult. I sold it. Oh, please leave me, please leave me. That, for example, some people said, give me this. That many people asked it. I said, hey, I think £20. And okay, hey, I had it for £20, you take it for £10. Go and drive it. And it kept on driving, mashallah, kept on driving. So what I'm saying is, insan is satisfied, content with what he's got. Allah's given you a business, less quantity. Barakah was the Shaykh's barakah. It was the Shaykh's barakah. Subhanallah. Yes, because a person's content and happy. That deen, the taqwiyat, shall I not tell you, the Prophet said that in the both worlds you'll be content, you'll be happy. So practically the Prophet has said something. These are hadith, my friends. If we have yaqeen and belief on the hadith, the thing that the Prophet said that it will do this, then close your eyes blindly. Don't worry, that will happen, it will occur. Even if it's not completely what you thought, doesn't matter. Allah said, it's my principle, whatever Rasulullah has prescribed, exactly that will occur. Just go towards that path, end of story. Don't lose hope. Don't lose determination. It's impossible that the Prophet ﷺ has prescribed something and it doesn't happen. Impossible. Otherwise, what does hadith mean? The Holy Prophet's hadith is reached to us. Allah says, you should have so much yaqeen and faith that on every word of mine you should have belief. Belief that is certainty. Faith, conviction. So that he was a sahabi to hear when the Prophet ﷺ said this. Ooh, he started to rub his hands. Ooh, with glee, such a great reward. Deen. I'll get the whole deen. The complete deen. And the deen that will give me success in the world, look at how hard it is for us today. The deen will come into our life, will become strong, it will be maintained until the grave, the same strong deen will be taken with us. And when the past will be us, you will show it before us. And he won't even need to ask you, say, hey, look at this, and they'll salute you in the grave. From the top, the order will come, how dare you ask him for the passport? That he has just got the bypass, go, let him go into Jannah, paradise. That, for example, VIP, very important person, does anyone ask a VIP for a passport in the dunya? Yes, those, what's the reason? Reason that you have to look at the passport. But this is such a passport of the deen of Islam that its fragrance comes out before you have to show it. That you get to the grave and the fragrance will be spreading in the grave because the deen's smell and fragrance will be spreading. And the people who come to ask the questions, they'll say, oh, we are enjoying ourselves. We don't need to look at the passport. We are smelling his documentation. That there was a person who went to another person's house. When he woke up in the morning, he was a guest, the pious elder. When he woke up in the morning, beautiful fragrance and smell, like roses, you can say. You know, it was a fragrance, beautiful smell. Nice fragrance. Excellent smell, the guest. He said in the morning, "The Hazrat, what does he put on his body?" They said, "Hazrat, what fragrance do you put on your body?" He said, I haven't put anything on my body. He said, I could smell a nice smell. He said, I just prayed tahajjud when I wake up in the morning. Subhanallah. And tahajjud, my first is that I complete Surah Rahman in tahajjud. The creator's passions of Hufaz. Hufaz, you keep on listening. Wake up in the morning and recite Surah Rahman. 2 rakah, Surah Rahman complete in the first 2 rakah. Tahajjud. After that, then recite the other surahs in tahajjud. Subhanallah. Very difficult. It's not difficult. Have determination. You will memorize it, inshallah. Tahajjud, wake up, recite Surah Rahman. Look at the fragrance that will come into your room where you sit down and do ibadat. Because the angels will descend there. So when Ar-Rahman, Allama al-Quran, Khalaq al-Insan. Look at the verses. Hur stories, Jannah. All of the events of paradise. Imagine Allah says, give these rewards. And when do you recite this? Tahajjud time. Recite this. No, I try. Tahajjud, I pray tahajjud. When? I pray tahajjud after Isha, 2 rakat. Okay, fine. That is also tahajjud, but that's not the passion and the love. Long nights are coming now. In the winter, oh, I have to go to work in the morning. Oh, foolish people, work, that's good, fine. But now, which direction are you going when you get older? You won't even move when you're old. This time now, your ibadat will stop. You got time now, you're young. Do proper earning now. The deen, the passport, make your passport strong. Then your knees will hurt, then your arms will hurt, then your stomach will hurt, then your mouth will be left. Then after that, those ibadat, when you are young and tender, they'll be useful. Mubarak for those people, mashallah, 25, 30 years, when they started, when they woke up at that age, and they had the hands of a wali Allah, and from the year of 25 years old, imagine his hal, mashallah. Imagine his hal. And he will be ease when he's daif and old, he'll have nothing to worry about. Oh, because he's got the strong passport at that time. Say subhanallah. Shall we continue or do you want to go to sleep? Shall we carry on talking or do you want to go to sleep now? Because this subject, that's why I do dua Allah, let Isha become early so winter comes so we can sit down for a long time after Isha and talk together. Yes, okay brothers. So shall I carry on? What do we need? We need the passport, and the name of the passport is Deen. And what is Deen? It's not just Ibadah, rather Deen is the whole way of life. And how do we do it? It's too hard for that. The Prophet said to Abu Razin, his Sahabi, shall I tell you that action? To the Sahabi, he said, very famous hadith for Zali Amal, Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, because he had passion. He had love. He was a Wali Allah. Such hadith he combined and he wrote for Zali Amal. Sufiyan, mashallah, he was a Sufi. Amazing, such a deed he collated that the people of understanding, they have good understanding. That was his niyyah. Look at his kitab. Read the kitab. That we just look from one angle for Zali Amal. But they're great pearls of wisdom because he was a Wali Allah. He was a Sufi, Zakir. Mulana Zakariya Sahib. And this was his line, Allah, Allah. That was his subject. Subhanallah. So in the kitabs, whichever kitab of his you pick up, whichever eye you look at, you will learn those beautiful pearls. It cannot be that he wrote a kitab as a Shaykh Hadith Sahib and he didn't know this hadith. It's impossible. He was a Wali Allah. It's a precious pearl from him. And when a Wali Allah, when his pen starts writing, then imagine the effects of his writing and his sharing and how confirmed is his writing. It's not just writing. He has mushahida, experience of what he's writing. He's got physical experience of what he's writing. The Wali Allah, when he speaks, he has experience of his life when he speaks. He doesn't just talk empty words. He doesn't just talk empty words. No. He has tajarabat. He has experience from behind in his life. That's why you should sit and learn with the Wali Allahs and listen to them. So until here we've discussed, what did I say? The Prophet said, shall I tell you such an action in which your deen will be complete, will be strong, and you'll have the goodness in the both worlds, this world and the hereafter. Now what's left is the amal. What is the amal? Rasulullah said, if we realize that amal, will you practice it, the amal? You are given a true promise. It's your choice whether you do it or not. But such a great treasure, you should not leave it. You will not get it afterwards if you leave it now. Promise yourself, we will do amal on this prescription. In your heart, promise that I promise to this person. Allah says, I make it easy for this person. And then further, the Prophet explained that amal, the action. He said, shall I tell you, Abu Razin? Please, Ya Rasulullah, please, goodness of this both worlds. He said, then do such an action. He's not just telling him, but Rasulullah knew they would go to the rest of the mankind. Then do such a thing, Abu Razin. That those people who do dhikr, their majlis, wherever you see the gathering, then stick to that gathering, adhere to that gathering, subhanallah, with strength and conviction. Subhanallah, how easy he made it for us. That no other thing you have a need for. You don't need to worry about anything else, just do one action, dhikrullah, the gathering, the majalis of the dhakireen, those people who do dhikr, their majalis, when you see it, then run to that gathering and stick to that gathering. That's it. The friends of Allah, this is what you learn. You learn nothing else from the company of the awliya Allah. Me, myself, my sheikh, my teacher, has a ghost of his time, Qutb Zaman, has Ali Murtaza, Qudse Sirah. He never gave me chilla, no lengthy prayer, recitation, do this, do that, correct akhlaq, do this, don't do that. He didn't say nothing to me. He just told me that thing that Rasulullah has prescribed. That take hold of tasbih, this is your dhikr, and never leave this ever. Yes, and further, he also said, One more thing that never leaves is dhikr, and one action you do, what is that? They go and teach people this same action also. Otherwise, me and you have no connection. Nothing between me and you. So he said that I have no connection, but the hukam from behind was also worry about the other people. I'm sending you to such a place where there's none of this. When I came here, this was a desert, this place. My brothers, it was a desert. No one knew what is a khanka, what is the name of Allah, what is a dhoti, how to wear imama, how to keep the beard, what is the value of the burqa, what is niqab. Now people have forgotten me as well. They've forgotten me. No. This sheikh, this teacher, my son's graduated at that Darul Uloom, this institute. And this is the biggest ungratefulness today. Remember this. The biggest thing, the first khanka in the whole of Western world, in this world, was our khanka Murtaziyya. Subhanallah. Yes, we don't even know what is a khanka. One house we bought, small house. Tell me. I said, what is this house? Allah gave the house, we bought the house, and we sat in paradise together. And before that, that person, for example, he was a person who wasn't even on the deen, used to sell alcohol, and he liked what I said, and he shook my hand, the alcohol went, the dunya went, every moment he sat in the dhikr of Allah. This was all that he used to sit in front of my door, Allah, Allah, Allah. He used to run after the dhikr of Allah, his whole body did dhikrullah. Look at the life before that, the moment the khanka, Allah wanted to get the work of the deen from him. Today his children are there, mashallah. Mashallah, even today, that his same carpet was there. He's the one, he said, Hazrat, leave this, let me do this work of the deen. And very quickly he passed away. Such people are there in the dunya, their passion, and the alcohol went, the haram went, all from his life he expelled it and he came towards the deen. This is the dhakir, the person who became the dhakir. And I'm telling you from experience the things in his history. So brothers, and he's saying as well, that a person who learns, and those who have yaqeen and faith in these words, that we don't have yaqeen. I say that, meet me after Zohar. He said, well, forget meeting him after Zohar. I've got to go to work. I ain't got time. Yesterday, yes, the day tomorrow, that will be very difficult. The day to come. Very difficult. It will be so much distress there will be that we cannot imagine the hisab. That's how much we disobey Allah. And we are ungrateful so much in our lives. That to an extent, Allah Ta'ala has given us deen, the true asal deen, ihdina siratul mustaqim. And we reject it. We reject it, shun it. We joke with it. We play with it. We have no value of the deen that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. We don't even think about it. And the small, small things we run after. The colorful things we run after in the dunya. But that thing Allah Ta'ala gave to us, we rejected it, which was the real deen. So will Allah not ask us tomorrow? Very severe questioning will take place. Very severe questioning will take place. I'll tell you the truth. I'll tell you the truth. That mashallah, you all my children, my colleagues, I'm telling you the truth. We won't be saved tomorrow from the reality. Every single name of Allah, khayran yara, sharran yara, you've read the verses. That such a great action Allah has given us, the deen in our homes. You didn't have to go anywhere. You didn't have to go on a journey. This name, to learn this name, all life long I spent traveling. From here I used to travel 5,000 miles. Yes, I wasn't a businessman. I didn't have so much. Whatever I had to my name, dry bread, I'd eat, I'd collect my money. And in 2 years, three times, four times, I'd travel in 2-3 years to learn this name of Allah. So this was in my life. And you, the deen has come to your own homes, to your footstep. And you are begged, people beg you to come to the deen. And you put alcohol in your glass and it was given to you. Drink the alcohol, nasha, intoxication. And a person leaves that deen, that way of his. And then that person, he comes back to that path and he's rejecting Jannah. فَبِيَيَّ أَلَّا رُبِّكَ مَا تُقَدِمَ And Allah says, which ni'mas of Allah are you rejecting? The ni'mas Allah Ta'ala says, I gave to you, reject them. Is any greater ni'mah than this? اَيْدَنَا سِرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ The true deen that we've asked Allah. In every salah we say, اَيْدَنَا سِرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ Allah says, hey, سِرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ Hey, this is the deen. Don't you understand the deen now? That deen, the tariqah is, the Prophet is not telling us the tariqah. What has he told us? Dhikrullah, the people who do dhikrullah, the majalis, a day, stick to their gathering, join their gathering. And when you're on your own, individually, hadith says, and when you're on your own, alone, also he prescribed, when you're alone, then the more the amount of strength and power you have, keep on doing the dhikr of Allah. Yes, is there any other action? So when you do this action, then your deen will be strong and the real deen will come to you, in which all of the sectors of the deen will be present. The parts of the deen will be present. So today you get it, maybe you get it tomorrow, that if you adopt this path, take the tasbih, dhikr of Allah, you sit in the majlis of dhikr of Allah, then after Allah Ta'ala tells us this, after Rasulullah told this, so many years before he told us this, but today after many years in Bolton, that those majalis are established with Allah's fazl. But we don't want to sit there. No, these other actions are better. Other actions are better. Yeah, Musa alayhi salam's qawm, same thing we do today. No. Though we need to make this child of the cow, and he says better, and she's better, and we want to eat this. We don't want to do this, what you're saying. You know, everything that was glowing and glittering and shining, they liked it. They didn't like what Allah Ta'ala wanted. Why has Allah Ta'ala told us these events in the Quran? For us today in this world, because we're doing the same. What do we do? Tell me. We do the same. Oh, we don't need this deen. We don't need what we've been told. So, that what we do, we leave the things that we don't like, and we'll be that person, for example, when his ruh is being extracted at death, you don't realize where the life's going. So will we not be questioned tomorrow? There is all this you had to do that until your house, the deen was delivered to you. Yes, because when a person, so much today in this environment, we see the ignorance that Allah has given us maal. And look at the mahol environment today that we've got deen and we've got iman. But it's not difficult to maintain it. That majalis Allah himself has established in this environment that we're in. Allah has himself given us the places to do the ibadah. Allah seated us himself. We don't even have to go on a journey. We haven't even got a strict sheikh. He's not putting his hands in your pocket. He's not asking you for money. There's no test or questions for you. Even then we don't do any action. Yes? For us, it's such a big storm and difficulty for us that from Bradford we have to travel, or let's say from Preston we have to travel, or Blackburn. And if we come and sit down, it's so difficult for us. Oh, I've done such a big favor and travel to do dhikr of monkeys. This is Allah's favor on us that we come here. It's Allah's favor. We should go home and prostrate forevermore. Allah, you didn't send me to a cinema to see Peter and this and his film. You didn't send us to a picture house or a cinema that go, then we watch dramas and films and scenes. We go there to the cinemas and the concerts for the dramas. Allah, you send me to your dhikr gathering. Tell me. And we can't even do this action that just to get to the majlis. Look at the benefit of dhikrullah. This is the dhikr that the Prophet was referring to. And the walis of Allah, apart from this, you will receive nothing else. Nothing else. That no wazifa, give me this, give me that. Apart from the dhikr of Allah, there's no greater action than this. My shaykh gave me this, he prescribed this to me. This is what my shaykh gave to me. My teacher, do dhikr, that's it. No other action. Automatically your deen will improve and improve and enhance, and that's the fact. And your mizaj, and you start becoming soft and tender. Look, I told you that there are different types of earth, different types of soil. For example, you want to become something. Some soil is soft, suddenly the fruits and the plants grow. Some are harder, you have to plow on them and till on them. And their hearts of the people are like this. Some are soft, some are mild, some are hard or very hard. So in every heart, the effect takes place at different phases. Somebody after 30 years, somebody after 40 years, somebody after 3 years, somebody after 10 years. Don't look at each other. That if somebody is lacking, then don't be, if his anger is not going, or if he's not tender, or if the softness is not coming, that these are coming, don't stop. Keep on working, keep on telling your teacher. Keep on taking the lessons, and keep on traveling on the path, just as your sheikh tells you. This is the path, this is the only path. There's no other thing. You're happy about learning other things. That if we don't learn, if we're not improving, but if you're working hard, then you will be presented in the court of Allah as a sheikh, Arfi Sahib, alhamdulillah. That also spent time and at Sobat in with his company as well. And I speak about him. And he was also very merciful for me and had a lot of love for me. And what beautiful word he said to me. That mashallah, he was from Lucknow in India, and his style was very unique and different. He said, Mia, you know Lucknow style, he used to speak to me. He said, there, when we go to Allah, this is what you'll get. When you'll be presented to Allah, Allah will ask you that, bhai, you have come to me Why didn't you try in the world? That you had a lot of time, Allah was busy, I was occupied. Why didn't you try? Allah will ask. Subhanallah. What will you be asked? Why didn't you try? If you have tried in this world, Subhanallah. Hazrat used to say, if you have tried, then you have nothing to fear. Then you will answer Allah. That Allah, according to the strength you gave me, I tried and I went on the path. And I took all of that path that you gave me, I took all of dhikr and everything will be corrected. Allah was on that path, mutawatir. Allah will say, then straight the path and the door for Jannah will be open for you. Sa'i mashkura, because at least you tried. You kept on making effort. Go, you have succeeded. But if you don't try, oh, it's too hard for me, it's difficult. So this is our job. This is our job. It will be difficult. Somebody quickly will learn. Somebody will take a delay. Somebody after a long time. Everybody is different in his progression and advancement. But our job is that we have to keep on trying, keep on working, keep on telling your sheikh your situation and your state of affairs. So how easy the path this is. The dhikr of Allah, dhikrullah. Where do you learn it from? From a wali Allah, sheikh, true sheikh. So Allah's Nabi Sallam gave us the hint. Go find a pious person, a teacher, learn dhikrullah, and strengthen your deen, which is the real complete deen. Create that in your life so that you get the strong passport. May Allah Ta'ala give us all of us this tawfiq. Ameen. Recite the Rushi.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil alameen. Salatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad. Shafi'il muslimin. Ta'awiyya. Sayyidina Habib. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وذرياته وعلى بعده وما صلى الله على ابراهيم وسلم تسليما دائما اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وسلمنا اصلنا وجدنا وخطونا ومدنا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت وما اخرت وما استصغرت وما استطعت انت المقدم وانت المؤخر ولا اله الا انت اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة ولا عذاب النار اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في أمور كلها وجنبنا من الرزق اللهم أرسلنا من كل بلاء الدنيا والآخرة اللهم أنسنا والأفلا في المغاد الدين اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين بين ستجين جودا وصالح الوسط اللهم نسلك صحة في إيمان الإيمان في حسن خلق نجاتي رحمة منك وعافية ووقفة وتوفيق اللهم نسلك إيمانا يهتد نعيما جمل نعيما ين ورافقة النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في جعل أدرة جنة خود يا رحمة الرحيم يا رحمة الرحيم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إثما كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا والحمد لله أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار ربنا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الراحمين وأنت خير الراحمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا الله تنبل فضل یا اللہ ہماری گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری عبادتوں کو قبول فرما یا اللہ ہمیں سیدھے راستے پہ چلا وہ راستہ تیرے نبیوں کا ہے صالحین کا صدیقین کا ہے صالحین کا ہے یا اللہ شیطان نفس کے شر سے ہمیں محفوظ فرما یا اللہ شیطان نفس کے شر سے ہمیں محفوظ فرما سچے اور دین پہ راستہ چلا نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہر فتنے سے ہمیں حفاظت فرما یا اللہ ہر فتنے سے محفوظ فرما یا اللہ ہم پناہ مانگتے ہیں کہ دین کی کس نے فتنے میں مبتلا کر دیا جائے یا اللہ ہم پناہ مانگتے ہیں کہ واپس اپنی پہلی حالت پہ آ جائیں میرے مولا یا اللہ مرتے دم تک ہمیں دین پہ قائم فرما یا اللہ قرآن پہ عمل نصیب فرما یا اللہ قرآن کی تلاوت اور نظریہ عمل نصیب فرما اے میرے مولا دین پہ چلنے کی پوری توفیق نصیب فرما یا اللہ سچا پکا دین ہمیں نصیب فرما اے میرے مولا تو ہمارے واقعین کی بخشش فرما یا اللہ جو ہمیں چھوڑ گئے ہم سب کی بخشش فرما ہمارے ذکر کے ساتھی ہیں کل اچانک ان کی والدہ کا انتقال ہو گیا دعا فرمائے اللہ پاک ان کی مغفرت فرمائے ان کے درجات بلند فرمائے ان کی غلطیوں کو معاف فرمائے ان کی قبر کو کشادہ فرمائے یا اللہ حالت حد نظر فرمائے میرے مولا ان کے ساتھ بہت ہی آسانی والا معاملہ فرمائے اور ہمارے ایک اور ساتھی ہیں ان کی اہلیہ کے انتقال ہوئی ان کی بھی دعا فرمائے، اللہ پاک ان کی بھی مغفرت فرمائے، جنت میں عالم نصیب فرمائے. ہمارے ایک بہت پرانے ساتھی ہیں ذکر کے، وہ بیمار ہیں ہاسپٹل میں، ان کے لیے خاص دعا فرمائے. سب سے پرانے ساتھی ہیں میرے ذکر کے، یا اللہ ان کی حفاظت فرمائے، یا اللہ ان کو صحت نصیب فرما، یا اللہ ان کی بیماری دور فرما، یا اللہ ان کو جذب اس بیماری پر میرے مولا، یا اللہ ان کے روحالکین کو بھی اس بات پہ صبر نصیب فرما. اور جو بھی بیمار ہیں جنہوں نے دعاؤں کے لیے کہا میرے مولا، ان سب کے حق میں بھی دعاؤں قبول فرما، بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما. یا اللہ جو پریشان حال ان کی پریشانی کو دور فرما، یا کسی طریقے سے پریشان ہے میرے مولا ان کی پریشانی کو دور فرما، ان کی حاجتوں کو پورا فرما، ان کی مصیبتوں کو ٹال دے میرے مولا. یا اللہ جو ان کی تمنائیں ہیں، جو ان کی طلب ہے میرے مولا، یا اللہ تو غیب سے ان کی مدد فرما. یا رحم، اس انتظار میں جو چاہتے ہیں میرے مولا، اس انتظار کی ان کو برکت نصیب فرما، اس پہ صبر نصیب فرما. یا اللہ جس راستے پہ ہم چلے ہیں، یا اللہ اس راستے پہ ہمیں قائم بھی فرما، اور ہم مرتے دم تک ہمیں اس پہ قائم فرما. وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلق محمد وعلی صحابہ اجمعین برحمتہ یا ارحم الراحمین. سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون، وسلام علی المرسلین، والحمد للہ رب العالمین.